Rabbeinu Sanit is to chazer again. We have two pages of the Ram. We refer to one and we didn't refer to the other. It shouldn't be for naught. The Ram is over here and it is Tshuva. Tshuva's around. You should have this from yesterday in the copy.
Isn't
it extra? And I had a whole bunch of extras. I don't know what the people... What do people do with things which are left on the table? I assume maybe left it for another day. Still on there, clean sweep. I apologize. So you look almost on your friends. The Ran has this, let's read it again one more time on page Resh Ayin Dalid, the first page over here. Line 6. Yesh kan shtei sfekis. Ha'acha shenucha lo mashayna heter bespatla beheter. Okay. Why? Ein heter also bespatla. Here too. Vizmana teru yesh lovim. Shayna bespatla. Even though it's going to be ultimately chomet, for right now it's before Pesach. Mosa yisbatel yacha risuro. Venimtsa zebavat isa lechatchila. That's the issue. And we spoke about footnote 30 at length yesterday. I'm going to come back to it in a little while. I just want to, for the moment, pass over it. Pasavik Hasheni, the Dilma ki Arminu lefnei Mana b'shishim hanimili liyochol korem ha-pesach m'sheshol solamala. That's footnote 31. The Yosef is a stira. Then the Ran here and the Ran in his parish on the Rif of Masechta Psachim. We call Zion and Medveis. We call it page Chaf. We answered yesterday, and you all said the expression "ki amrina" on that same line. Pelifnei zmana b'shishin. You know, it's not found explicitly in the Gemara. It has to be, otherwise the Gemara would use the expression "le'achas zmana" instead of "shelo b'zmana." Fine. Avlelach le'betoch ha'pesach ikel le'meimah shavapishin is bad l'kodem ha'pesach. Besoch ha'pesach u'chol zevineir. It's a two sveikas and it's poshet l'kula from a mishnah in Kilayim. And we saw in footnote 32 by Richus and Achlokas Achronim are these two separate sveikas, as Reb Shimon Shkop said. That's chazer again what he said. Look at the end of footnote, the end of the page Reish Hadal, footnote 32. Why the two separate sveikas? Even if the din is chozer v'neir, he's on Pesach. Nafkamina, can you mix them up to eat them before Pesach, after Chatzos? And the other way around, Tocha Pesach, maybe we should argue that's chozer v'neir, even if you could have what was bottle of vision at chatzos. That's a hilam shot. In Rebbeinu, it's all one big shayla. We'll see the Rebbeinu perhaps derived from other sources, which we'll get to a little bit later on. Fine. Then we had a discussion again, which we'll come back to, because he quotes over here on page Reish Ayin Hay, the bottom of the second column, Makor Chaim, which we'll get to. I'm going to read you from the original in a minute. He brings a raya from what? Chazer again. A raya from camel's wool and sheep's wool. What kind of raya is that? Asks the Makor Chaim. We're talking about the last half of column 2 in the footnotes on page Reish Ayin Hay. He was quoting it. We read this a little bit yesterday. Why is there a question against the raya? Who says the bittul takes place earlier? Maybe it takes place later. But over here, it doesn't work later because it's for Mashu. So he answers, if it would not take place earlier, and there'd be an Isra, the Tzemer, and the Pishnah together, then if the Tzemer and the Pishnah together are more than the Gemalim, there'd be no Bittul Barov. This is again what the Makor Chaim is quoted as saying. But we did not really spend time, except reading the top, on the next page. So that should be for naught. I want to show you over here in page 2. Page 2, so Shamin and Ami came and the Mishnah is Batel. Shuvena Chozer Vinir. You see two things. One, Heter is Batel. And number two, Kevishin is Batel, Shuvena Chozer Vinir. And again, we spoke before, is it one Shaila, is it two Shailas? But you see both from the case of Kilayin. See, Pasnas Lahalocha. You can grind it up before Arba Osar and eat it. That's what you Pasnas in theory. Ava Lamaisa, Page Reshai and Zion, on top. I'm scared to be mekel halacha lemaisa mamish. Scared. He's scared. Why is he scared? Footnote 40. Scared for one of two reasons. First reason is kevin shumarva levat look at halacha bepesach. It's mevat leisa lechatchila, which is not a good thing. But at least lechatchila to do. Bay is even worse. Heter beheter. Right. He's saying over here. He's saying over here, Chometz the Pesach, also lay also the Pesach, below Mikri Heter. It's not considered to be hetter. He talks about Yisura Bala, a problem which we'll get to later on. We talk about Hagala. So therefore, the court of this, he's only worried a little bit at the worst case scenario. After he's scared to be mangled, what's the worst? Bitlis al-Khathila. Okay. But he quotes over here, no. On column two, he quotes that the Prichodesh says he's scared of Chosav Venir. Because after all, Chosav Venir would make it also even Bidi Yevit. So it's about Chlokos, what the Rambam was exactly scared about to be Mekel Halacha Lamais. Okay? That's the question. Okay. Adka. So I want to tell you an amazing Or Zeruah, which is mind-boggling at first glance. I'm going to try to explain it based on what the Achronim said. Or Zeruah has a tshuva about this same topic, quotes the same riot from the Mishnah in Kelayim, but he throws in another riot, which upon first glance is absolutely mind-boggling. It's tshuvas Or Zeruah in the back. It's tshuva tafshin ayin tes. In this new edition that I have here, it's page Tuf Reish Samach, column 2. Another Raya he brings. Old Raya, after the Raya from that others bring from the Mishnah Kilayim. Another Raya. Gemara in Zvacha Mayim Ches. Hapigul v'anosar v'atome shebilulon zev zeh v'acholam potur. Ki evshe shlo yirba min al chaveru v'yivat lenu. Shema mina. Isurin mevatlin ze ezeh. Says the Or Zeruah, if Isurin mevatlin ze ezeh, so too hatem mevatlin ze ezeh. Huh? On both sides. Huh? What kind of comparison is this? It all depends, Rabosa. Here's the answer. Who is the straw man that you're fighting against? What's the reason that Heter is not mevatl Heter? If the reason that Heter is not mevatl Heter is as we saw over here in the earlier footnote, just to remind yourself to refresh your memories. Footnote. One of the footnotes, I forgot exactly which one it was. Here it is, 34, that we saw yesterday. The Marach Or Zeruah. Interesting, the Marach Or Zeruah is the son of the Or Zeruah. He asked a question which indicates he didn't know Pshat like his father. Wouldn't be the first time. Right? The son is against the father, or a grandson against the grandfather. We have Rashi better time every day. Okay, you have your own opinion. So what? 34. What was the question? Tzemer rechelim kfor chal yisur olav she'asal lovim pishnu nimovat pishnu ba'olam. B'cholam etzkodim zmano ma bitl shayach b'zeh. The Baram Chal asks it, the Baril asks it, the Rebekiva Prichodesh, Rebekiva Hege, what was the question? And again, he goes back and forth in that footnote, Barichas, the footnote 34. We read some of it already yesterday. I'll leave it to you to read it again, what the comparison is. But obviously, asking this question indicates that you don't know what the riot is being brought from Yisr v'Yisr. Because if Yisr v'Yisr is a riot to Heter v'Heter, you're obviously completely oblivious to this particular consideration of being before the time. Because Yisr v'Yisr is not before the time. Here's the answer of Osai. The straw man that the Orzer wrote was knocking down, was similar to Aran in the Dorim. The only way to have Bittul is with contrast, with a clash. That was the Aran's all you saw. The Dovah Shiesham, Aran in the Dorim, and Vase. The Dovah Shiesham, material is not Bittul. You know why? Insufficient clash. Because it's not really a full issue to be clashed with Heter. Kal v'chomer, Heter v'Heter, there's no clash. That's the pshat. So in order to debunk that pshat, the Or Zeruah correctly brought a raya from Yisr v'Yisr. Also no contrast. So Yisr v'Yisr is no contrast, it's bottle anyway. So too Heter v'Heter. So two completely different reasons why Heter v'Heter might not be bottle. One is it's too early. And two is it's no contrast. If it's an issue of too early, you can't disprove it from Yisr v'Yisr. But if it's a lack of contrast, it could potentially be disproved by Yisr v'Yisr as the Or Zeruah attempts to do. Fascinating. Fascinating. Good. Good. It's interesting, Rabosai. Take a look in the Mordechai, Simon Tov Kuf Samach Tes. Please turn there if you don't mind. Tov Kuf Samach Tes. There's a Haggah on the side. Please take a look. Tov Kuf Sam Ates is Hagah on the side, and they tell at the end the source of the Hagah on the side. Mem Yud. Who wants to guess what Mem Yud stands for? It's on page Yud. Oh, page Yud in our print. Anybody? We had a big Mordechai day today. Since then. Anybody? Mem Yud stands for Mordechai Yoshev. An old version of the Mordechai, different versions of the Mordechai. So obviously, it's a very long Haggah. We're not going to read through the entire text. Let's take a look towards the end of the Haggah. The last four lines. The Ein Kan Mishemavat, Ein Mavat Isa Lechatchila, Diakati Lochal HaPesach. You can't, as we spoke about this in Shabbos Iran, you can't say you've overbitten this Lechatchila. It's not an issue yet. It's not an issue yet. Okay? And that means Hefter Behefter is Bottle. And as we said before, according to Imre Baruch, Hefter Behefter Bottle, Imre Bina rather, Hefter Behefter Bottle implies Eino Chozer Venir. But that's no problem, because we already saw the Mordechai, Tov Kuf Nun Dala, just to refresh your memories, where the Mordechai said explicitly, Rabosai, in Tov Kuf Nun Dala, Ve'eino Chozer Venir, Lesak Sheiki Azmana. So it can fit in. I mean, it doesn't prove that the Imre Bina is correct, but if he's correct, the Mordechai would fit in L'shitoso. Now, Tav Kuf Nun in the Mordechai. Tav Kuf Nun. Fascinating dispute over here. Fascinating. What happens, Abbas? A person finds a bit of chametz. What do you do with it? What do you do with it? So the Rabbeinu Tam, as you know, let's take a look where it says little Yud Ches. That's where we'll start. It's in page Vav, column 2, but the 8th, 10th line was little Yud Ches there with a parenthesis. Rabbeinu Tam, Hayarot, Zalipso, Gechomets, Bepesach, Beshishim, and Beshultis. Omnam, close parenthesis, Omnam. Rabbeinu Tam, Larot, Zalahokil, Lassos, Mais. He was scared. Again, to Paschal, the Mais. They found a wheat in the chicken. It was very common. In some communities in Germany, they did not eat chicken on Pesach. They used to find wheat there. And even in the 20th century, when they no longer found wheat, they still kept the minhag. No chicken on Pesach. I survive on chicken on Pesach. I'm sure many of you do. But they wouldn't eat it because they were afraid of finding a chito there. Okay. Lohoya Matira. I mean, the time, even though he himself said it's no problem, it's bottle of a shishin, lemaisa, he wouldn't be mounted a chicken. But, compromise, good test. Ach, hayamatio lehashosa adiachara pesach. He would say, you may hold on to the chicken until after Pesach. This is Rabbi Natan's psak. This is his psak. Let's skip a little bit. Second. Give a little bit. The chita b'mushel and tarnagolus, the first wide line after the indent, with a small chav dalet is ein lahashosa. No, against Rabbi Natan. Against. Chometz is a mashu. You can't even hold on to it. What are they fighting about?
This is the Rabbi.
Who is speaking now?
Yeah.
I think it's the Rabbi. Now, it's interesting. Let's take a look at the Big Dayesha Chav Dalu Kotze Beis Yosef. Very beautiful. Afal Pisha Kosef Kodom Lechen Shehoya Rabbein Atam Motze Chita B'tarna Golos B'vushelts B'pesach Hoya Matala Shosa. Yeah. Says the Big Beis Yosef. No. Rabbein Atam Atam Eozo Shesover. Really. The chometz b'shishin. That's really. Ela shalorot salas is ma'is. Ela hatu b'pesach. Atu to eat it. Yeah. Umikom b'kom yamat la'shos. Ela hara b'pesach. Look, I hold you to even eat it. At the very least, you can hold on to it. Avol didan. For us, the chometz b'mashu osur. B'mashu. For sure, we pass our gifts to b'mashu karav. Also la'shos. Can't hold on to it. One exception. Look on top again. Elam kein nimtzis b'yom achon shol Pesach
The aim bo is to give the rabbon. Achron shall pay that there are more coolers, Rabosai. Achron shall pay that there are more coolers. Fracted and told him, Yom Achron, we should have the rabbonim. Bishayim may have Pesach. Now I'm used to mashal have the rabbonim. Anyway, the rabbonim. Even on the first or second or third or seventh day Pesach. Yeshloma. Bishayim may pay some. Iker we soon have the rabbonim. Iker the rice. Shavachi machmin and batzvei. End quote. Beautiful. Beautiful pshat. When the Talmud, she tossed all this really good to eat. At the very least, you can hold on to it. We all just toss it, you can right in. You can't even hold on to it. Except the last day. Rabosa, in this room, is anybody in this room with a different minig on pace of the last day than the other days? Nobody. Okay. Gebrachs. Right, we went through this before. Apparently, everyone in this room eats gebrachs, okay? But if you eat the only gebrach, many circles they have a dafka makpa to eat gebrach achron shel pesach to demonstrate it's not really a din. Well, I say pesach, you're rabbanan. We're gonna have, you know, we'll have matzah balls. We'll dip our matzah into the soup just to show it's not a real din. But that exists in many places. Okay, rabbanan, with me. There's a whole thing with the kalim. They wait a whole year. It's a year minus a week. The whole literature about that issue. Okay, fine. So far, rabbanan, so good. It's interesting, if you look in Siman Tov Kuf Nun Ches, continuing the saga of the Mordechai, who's our main man today, as I said you before, what's in Tov Kuf Nun Ches? Again, we've been here before. Nishra Rabbeinu Yechil Mi Paris, Tanagola Shev Nitzha Bachita Bebishul, Yechil Biyam Rishon Shev Pesach, as opposed to Achron Shel Pesach. So, what do you do with it? Rebbe also, what do you do with it? He says, if you want, famous. What can you do? It's permissible to sell it right away. You don't have to wait till after Pesach. Get an impression from this Mordechai. But if you want to, you can wait till after Pesach. And of course, you can do whatever you want then. But you don't have to wait. If you want, you can sell it even on Pesach. Get an impression that someone holds you can sell it on Pesach will certainly hold, you can hold on to it. Well, not so simple. Open the Shulchan Aruch, Zanah Ma'am HaKomis, Tav Sam of Zion, Sif Yud. Mishnah Berurah. I have an after Mishnah Berurah. I'm going to say every day is Mishnah Berurah. Every day is Mishnah Berurah there. Without exception. Oh, I can't swear that exception, but almost without exception. You have to have it in front of you. Tav Sam of Zion, Abosai, Sif Yud. Here we go. Mordechai, source. Tanagolas Mubushela Shinitzaba Pesachita Mubukas. Mutala Mochel and Yehudi. And he explains why. Shendim Keres be Yosef Yoke Bishulachita Shinitz Bisonas. We read this last week with Be'iun. Okay? Rambo, Uve Medinos El Noga Nisrofa Kol. Which is, again, a very, at first glance, a proper minute. Why? We asked this question last week. What do you mean? You're not getting anything from the chita, you're not selling at a higher price. But you're certainly selling the chicken, and the chicken itself has a connection, if you will, to the mashu of chita. So it's, we don't really fully understand what the Mordechai is saying. So Enoch Hanami, the Rambam says, I don't accept it. And that's our custom, says the Rambam. Is to burn it all? To burn it all? Burn the whole thing? Burn, baby, burn. It's just, that's it. Get rid of it. Get rid of it. So says the Rambo. Okay. Let's go a little bit further now. So what emerges over here? Says the Mishnah Berurah in Sifkot Mem Aleph before we even get to the Rambo. Mutal the Mokra. Achwe Shehesir Achita Mimena Lodisha Elatama Chametz Shaplita Chiplita Achita Batarnagolis. Okay. Oh, look at this now. It's mutter to sell it, but you may not hold on to it. What did Mordechai say? It's mutter to sell it. You don't have to hold on to it. Get an impression from the Mordechai holding on to it is even more kal than selling it. And the Mishnah Berurah is exactly the reverse. You may sell it, but you may not hold on to it. Shema Yavo Laoklo. Wow. And the Pashup Shat is going also on the beginning of the Mishnah Berurah. On the beginning of the Mishnah, which says what? Presumably, you remove the chita, it doesn't make a difference. It doesn't make a difference. Why? It's an Easter achila in the entire thing. Right? Even if no Easter anah, as we spoke about, called it as Mordechai, for some reason it's no Easter anah, the whole thing, I don't understand why, even if you remove it, but it's an Easter achila. So therefore, Shami Abba Li'alflo, you have to get rid of it right away. So he says. Okay, now, as of today's Mordechai day, yes, sir.
Wouldn't it be sufficient to remove Kedekli?
Oh, you took the words out of my mouth. Thank you. Let's look at the Mordechai again. Tav Kuf Nun Beis. Tav Kuf Nun Beis, Rabosai. Koser Abelazim Mimitz. Shemash Chomet, Pesach B'mashu, Ainodafu B'davalach. Abel Yovesh, Gon Chito, Animseis B'chsli. Choteif Mekom Pe'apuo. Lefi Omen Adas. Vidayo. What's piapuo? How much the taste is mifa'apea? What's the translate of mifa'apea?
Spreads.
Spreads, okay. They're called spreads. I will be saying for a mitzvah's cause of the chita of tzli also b'mashu. Why? The pishatam, achita, holeth, b'cholam, atzli. When? Kishahofech, ashput, b'shas, tzli. You turn it upside down. It goes around and around and around. So it keeps moving and moving and moving. Just salted, no fire, no turning around in a rotisserie. And also look at that klipa. Here's the magic word, klipa. The famous kodosh from the city of Druze. Kodosh was killed by the goyim. Shekiva Merabba or Iber Abavram, the Chita of a Tanagolus Melucha, and also like a day Klippa. Okay? Today Klippa. That's what it says. Yes?
Why are we Machmir in these Yonim like we are in terms of Tzrovas? Meaning by Tzrovas, we said that we're more Machmir by Chomets. But
we're Machmir by Chomets means in the following way. We already saw this quoted from the Russian Mesech Avodah Zarah. Any Tarovas, which normally is Beshishim, pays it as B'mashu. For example, Yavish B'Yavish was not a Tarovus at all, the Russians make the rope. So too, if the Easter can spread an Aser, another food, one more than 160, so that range of its spread will Aser even B'mashu on Chomets Pesach. But it's beyond its reach. It's beyond its reach. It doesn't go that far. There's not even a mashu there. Even the Mordechai Yoasin didn't ask it because it reached and we turned it upside down. Kept influencing it, but if it wouldn't reach at all, every reason it should be mutter. As a matter of fact, Rabbi Osai, why don't you take a look in the Rosh in Simon Chafei? Yes?
I mean, we give reasons of like Kares and maybe it's Darshan,
Darshan, Darshan, Darshan, Darshan, but this doesn't reach that far. I'll give you an example. I have a piece of meat over here, just a piece of wood, wheat in it, a piece of meat over here. This also be us, it's on the same desk.
Okay, but we didn't compare it to Shari Surin by Torovitz rolling.
But I go back to my question then. I have a piece of here of comments and there's a mashu got mixed in. Another piece on this side, nothing got mixed in. You're gonna ask this too?
No.
Of course not. So that's what the Mordechai is saying. A big piece of meat divided in half. One half is within the Kadei Klipa. That's where the Easter can reach, and that should be, that's also in Pesach. And beyond that, it's like a piece over here.
We're still comparing to Shari Surim. I mean, wouldn't that also...
There is a comparison to Shari Surim. The only distinction is, as the Rosh and the Avodah Zarah so clearly, and we saw the Mishnah Berurah himself said it, just to refresh your memory. Everyone's memory needs to be refreshed, gentlemen. Tuf Mem Zayin Siftest, because he quotes the Rosh almost verbatim. Tuf Mem Zayin Siftest, where they quote the Yesh Omrim, that Yavish B'Yavish, it's like Shari Surin. That's all via Mishnah Berurah Rabosai Tzadi Dalit. We read it yesterday. We'll read it again. Hama. The Dafka, but and he Kufnun Gimel. Harosh. It's refrained from the Rosh. What's the reason? The Dafka, but double lacham is Arev. The Mishari Surim Shir, but also in Tam. Hechmir Chacham and Bechamet to have a Mashu. Hama, but double Yavish, the Mishari Surim Chadbetre Bottle, with the Bechamet to Pesach. So I add, even Shari Surim, excuse me. Aval b'davar she'ena isur magia klal, so Shari Surim doesn't even get reached there at all. Who are then chametz pesach? I'm just plugging a different case, but the same result exists.
I understand that, but I'm just asking why we don't compare, why we compare it to Shari Surim, and why we wouldn't be more machmer.
Again, I repeat it for the third time. We're only more machmer as the Rosh and Tzadidah from the Rosh, Mishnah Berurah from the Rosh, that if it's Shari Surim, it's with no Sintam, then Cholam is the Bezal of the Mash. Shine. But if it's beyond its reach, or it's a different Chaticha, it's Yavish B'Yavish, all these cases, we never want machmer that much.
That's, my question is why?
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 Everything has to have a limit. You can't be machmer to the end of the day. This is the nature of the Churmah. Whatever is normally B'Shishim is now B'Mashim. That's the impression the Gemara conveys. Here I hold B'Shishim, no Sintam, you hold B'Mashim. But if I hold the Nelson tablet, it's mutter, it doesn't reach that far, so you're going to agree? I believe it. Okay, fine. The Rosh and Simon Chafes is the same thing. Let's take a look there. Why should we see only in the Mordechai? The Rosh and the Mordechai were contemporaries. Who was the joint, their common Rebbe? Who was he? What was his name? Rami Rutenberg. Take a look over here, Perek Bey, Simon Chafes, in the Rosh. Okay. It's on the Maramakomas. Am I correct? Almost short of the Maramakomas. Simon Chafe. Yes or no?
Yes.
Where does it start?
Benirali.
Benirali is on page Yutes, Rabosai, halfway down. With a small little dollar at the back. Kolkin nitzis v'isa over matzah shirach afiyasa shemuteris ilon nizbaku. Okay. V'afilu nizbaku nirali the shalish nizbaku lav chametz gomeru alakor lachetz. It's not real chametz yet. Okay. Fine. And some say avarisik tats min amor. The last five lines on page test. Shasu osa matzah. V'yesh asu kol ha-matzah nevus v'tani v'lo nirali da'filu ha-moysa achit ha-chometz lo motesa kol ha-matzahs to'o de'arminu ha-chometz b'mashu haynu dafka yedei bishul shemispashir ha-chometz b'chol ha-kdev. Again, the same thing said in Avodah Zarah, it's here again. Namely, b'chol ha-hechad d'shari surim osu b'nesinas tam chometz osu b'mashu. It's dry heat. Can't go to all the other chatichos. It's pasha at tam b'chol acharora. Ela kedei klipa, or maximum, as they say, kedei netila. Sugi later on in Pesachim it happens. And I and Ham and Beis. You're not going to that sugi right now. Not the bros for lacheres. Because I love noteless makomo. This is a question of carbon pesach. It has to be tzli and not bishul. And come the same as the other matzahs. The same as so, we saw before. It's right here in the Rosh, black and white. Adam, you see what it says? Black and white. And kosev lezim mimitz. And him says, chita al bosa meluach, or al bosa tzli, or besof matzah, or sachas, chote mechom piyapuo, ti omen adas, yontem achash al pesach, mutla hashosa achar pesach, she was suffering yontem, so the chol, vachenish, she was artam. Read a little bit more. What are we supposed to read until what? Until what? Amarava. Vein varav nirin, masha also kol atanagolas velucha. Shenim tzibah achita kashay kasser alazem imitz. Shenot lemakam piapua, as we saw before. Alav atanagolas tzeluya shenim bechatov achita bezen nirin devarav. Shakula asura. Why? We saw before in Shulchan Aruch. Fikshem hapchin hashvut mispashir atam bechol atanagolas. Devaya ba ma'isal yadi came to misa derosh. Hayisi osa kol atanagolas shebishvut hanogaz ubezu. Should we talk call out town to go los? It's a vav missing. You have a vav in your edition? Who has the old rush? Anyone has new? Who has the old? No one has an old Gemara? Amazing. No one in this room has an old Gemara. I was hoping that maybe that the old Gemara would tell you that's a different. Should be a vav here, I think. I think if you look at the base series, of course it was a vav. Huh?
No
vav either. Okay. I don't know. I think they says has a bit of a call tana go lows shabashvud hanogazu bazu. Kia de hippoch of shvud mispashed bizulazu. The head of the Bishari Surah, the Mahayabi Isa, the Lidan Tan Bechulah, Yisrahinu Osim Kula, who are Dinah and Muhammad Samasha. So we read in the Rosh many wonderful things in Simon Chafei, comparable to what we saw in the Mordechai. It's interesting, looking back over here where we came in the Mordechai, excuse me, go on, I'm going to take you right back, to the Big Dayesha, Sivkot Mechav Ches, who has what to say. Sivkot Mechav Ches is found over here on page Zayin in the Mordechai. Zela Shana, let's see, what happened over here? He says as follows. Hebrew Rabbi Avram, Shuv Kosa Mishum Chachmei Narbona, Mishum Rabbeinu Yehuda Lesser, the Kosa the Kolak Admon, Hushful Yisr. Everyone holds this also. We have Machmir, and Pesim. Chav Ches writes, Zela Shana Rashal, okay, no, Noagim Lesser, I call the Mashu, Ben Bishl, Ben Stil, Ben Melufa, nearly. And he passes in Shut also. Yov Tamadah, that's what he says. Me'achad de b'chol ha'shona nogin k'maharai. Who's Maharai? It's a Chumash Hadesh. L'shar b'shishin b'malicha. Now we assume that the malicha causes a piyapua to b'kulo, because it's dove shomei, we're not sure what's shomei, what's not shomei. Can the Pesach b'sharim b'mashu, all the way. And he goes further, quotes of Yosef Mikraka b'shutcho. Who's of Yosef Mikraka? The Sheiris Yosef. Who he was? The Ramah's brother-in-law, of Yosef Katz. Ramah's brother-in-law, with the Sheiris Yosef. What did he say? Eilu agon in the matirin, v'klipa mishum v'savri, sh'tim malicha v'shayim osashana, eina v'shish, v'savri the malicha, eina mefapea, only could they klipa and not, that's it. Aval anan, we, v'sviolan v'shayim osashana, the malicha mefapea v'shishim, chashda v'shamein, im kem v'meila v'pesach osa v'mashu, gavaldik. The law of Moshe Pasuk Maharam Isalim. Who's that? No. The Maharam. It's the Ramah. The Maharam Isalim. We call Israel Isalis, which really means probably Israel's. His father was named Isser. You know that they had the last name based on the father's name. You know, but that's the Maharam. We call the Ramah. The Shulchan Aruch Shalom. We call Agos Ramah. Lakula. So the Sheiris Yosef, who's his brother-in-law, family feud. His brother-in-law says my brother-in-law's wrong. Don't listen to what says the Ramon Shabbat. I'm saying different. Sheiris Yosef, gotta get to the family. After if you know the family members, that loses some of the time over here. This is a dispute for family. Let's take a look over here in Siman Tov Sam of Zion, Rabosai, Sif Yudal. Please turn. Tov Sam of Zion. Sif Yudal. Let's see what the Maharam Israel says, the Holy Ramah. What did he say in Sif Yudal? He says like this. In Achar Malicha, you found, after the Malicha, you found some wheat. Dive a Klipa. Klipa's enough. That's it, Ramah. The Yesh Machmirim, Lesser Komash Nilach Yachad. As we saw that, that's what his brother Lo Marikat said. The Marshal said, "Amal Iker Lesser Osa Chaticha Kula Shnivus Chachit Olel Ulahater Acheros Are They Klipah Tzas." That's all. He's more Makil. That's the Mishnah Berurah of Kot Ayin Gimel. He gives you the whole lungs we just saw. Mishum Danan Machmirin and Lesser B'Chol Yisroim B'Mlicha B'Shishim. Should the law be key in Benisa Kofas the Shamein? Kuflam and Beis. The Hain of the Shamein, Nitali Adinos of the Mlichat Shishim. Be carried by the other key in Nachmin of the Shai Surah, I feel the Chorchush Beshishim, yeah. Amen is Fasha Bekulo. Can the Mela of the Chomet be served with Mashu? Nami also Bekulo. We just saw that the Big Dayesha. Verbatim. Kuflam and Gimel. After mechaticha lechaticha, kaimel and the ain yotzi mezeh lezeh, but he wrote them for double kofish, even though it doesn't go from one to the other. Hachad atzionet lechulanu b'shem b'shem enoga hashpichita b'cholachas mehen v'nes v'kula m'mashu. Okay, whatever it may be. We asked for everything. That's the bottom line. Going to the Ramah, is more megel, and we are more machmer, as the Marshal said, ad kan rabosa, ad kan. Much more to be said over here in the Mishnah Brura, and all of the details over here. I'm going to save time and let you finish the details. We're going to go back. I'm just going to try to save time. The other Mishnah Brura, just go through the facts, the various cases. We have to go cover a little more ground. Let's turn Rabosai to Sif Yud Aleph, which is exactly what the Rosh said over here. Again, we have to try to save time by not reading everything. Sif Yud Aleph. Im Nimtze Skita Bekua Beisa Bematza Fuya, we've verbatim from the Rosh and the Mordechai. Yos Demendin Tilas Mokom, what we call in our language today, Netil, which is the width of a finger. The width of a finger. Okay? A finger. Okay. Even though it's cold, the Mishnah Berurah says Chav Mem Vav. Still, Dochak Alisha. So it goes into the Kedei Netila measurement. Fine. Vashamut, the Yesh Misha Ose Kol Eisa Ose Matzah. We saw that's all in the Rush. For Loch Shadvar. Mahav said Meruba. Shad Tzchak. What did we make? Rambo. V'chein Noagin Tocha Pesach Lesser Ose Matzah Shenitzavah Achita. That's our minute. And the Ramah B'davka Tocha Pesach. Have a call him a Pesach in Ostrim, Rakadein Natila, V'ochi No. Okay. Again, the Mishnah Berurah, many details. I don't have time to read them right now at all. Don't have time. But it's important to see the Mordechai Tov Kuf Nun Zayin. We already saw it before once. To see it again. Again, Rabbi Chilmi Paris. We read this last week. Because of the tshuva, melach shesam of meducha shel chametz yochol lemloach tov v'pasul tzorach pesach. Come on, worst case scenario, it was a little bit chametz, it was bottom, it's not chol zemeniyah. Shoyin. This is quoted by Halacha Rabosai in Shimon Tov Mem Zayin Sif Vov. Let's turn. Whatever's found there, we should look at it. Always good to see it as it's quoted by Halacha. Rabosai, turn please. Tov Mem Zayin Sif Vov. Melach shesama b'medocha mutlum loch b'bosa b'pesa. Shem de ain't it, man. That's it. Mutter. That's what he says. Again, details found in the Sefer Mishnah Berurah. I'm not going into these details right now. Let's take a look at now in the Mordechai fasting. The harbinger of the OU. What do people do when it comes to Pesach? Take a look over here in Tov Kuf Sadi Aleph. You buy honey with an OU, what does it mean? They say for money you get honey. You have to pay more for the hechsher, right? What's the story with the honey? Dvash, take a look. Dvash for Pesach nearer to Osir. Either it's pure honey or med. What's med? Mead? Yeah. Some kind of a drink made from honey. Huh? What's it called today?
Meat.
Why? Tells you why. Fisher regilin la'are bo kemach. Wait, wait. Flour. Oh, solace. It's sifted flour. Flour could be chametz gomer. If the flour gets it's moist at one point in time, forget about it. Of course you can't buy this. How can you buy this? It's ridiculous. Then he says, Abul Dvash Shemotzian also mina kaveris, straight from the beehive. She yodin bo shen bo tarovis mayim. Hoyanir lahatir. Hey, why not? Honey, we know for sure that it's kosher. We know for sure it's kosher. Skip the parentheses, but it's more kufi zayin. Umikol makom nacho laosro. You know for sure it's kosher. Why? The asa lechlufe. Could I mean Yorba call us streak in Bukhule? Who knows what he's talking about?
Taking spreads and virtues.
That's correct. Let's look at the Gemara on Daf Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Keep one hand on the Mordechai, please. Lamed Zayin Amud Aleph. Just to see what the line is referring to. I'm very disappointed they didn't give you the Maramakum in the new Mordechai. They didn't give you the Maramakum. I don't know why they didn't give this one. The Gemara about different Srikim. So one, there was a man named Baisus. Baisus, oh, he knew how to make it the proper way. He was an expert. So the Gemara of expression by the 10th line, Hanaf Lamed Zayim, Hanaf 10th wide line. Amalo, Yogu kol Srikim Asurim, Usrike Baisus Lutorin. It's like a famous phrase, like, you know, he found it elsewhere. You can't make distinctions. You have to be a low plume. So do over here. This honey is certainly kosher. Low plume. We won't accept this honey. We won't accept that honey. We won't accept any honey. That's what it says over here in the Mordechai. It's in the Tov Kuf Tzadi Aleph. So it's a machloikus over here. What's the Psak Kuf Yud Zayin? Nochal the Osro. Right? We saw Nochal the Osro. We should ask it, even though we know for sure that's really kosher. That's also the Chufay. Says the Marashal in Kuf Yud Zayin, Pirish L'Ochlo L'Shtosu, Uvendina Salalu, Rusya, Poland, Nogul HaShchot L'Shtosu. What? I'm going to have an old Mordechai? What's the next word?
L'Shtosu.
L'Shtosu?
Yeah.
L'Shtosu of L'Ochlo L'Ochlo? What does it mean, drinking and eating? What's that? Let's say it's more of a, in other words, if you're eating it, how many times it's created from the honeycomb? If you're drinking it, maybe it came through different processing. I don't know. I thought it should be arranged to say Lahashoso. I don't know. Take a look at Rav Osai in Tov Samach Zayin Siv Ches. That's where this Dvash comes up. Tov Samach Zayin Siv Ches. What does it say there? You'll see me when I'm driving it. Top son of Zion Sifres. Vash ben Yehudi ein mavzikin bo iser. Ve ochlin also be Pesach. Eating on Pesach, finished. Rambo, of course. Miu yesh machmirin. The refrain of Hilchos Pesach. There were those who are machmir. Mishnah Berurah Chav Dalet. Sheregil and Lared bo solis l'susa. Makes good sense. It could happen that they're going to put in some flour. Of course you have to be machmir. Do we have a choice? Mil ba'minik medinas elu shelo lechol dvash. Rather what? They vien kaveres. They bring it straight from the honey, from the honeycomb. That's a custom which is found in the Mishnah Berurah talks about it. Big kelim, small kelim. There is kemach. There's no kemach. A whole arichas. Well, depends on the details. Okay, minig hamakomos, some hamachmer, some hamekel, you have to know what the place is like, what the customs are like, what the goyim are doing, etc., etc., etc. Fine. The Mordechai himself, in the very same Sivkotan, Tov Kuf Tzadiyei, talks about dried fruits. Got a question comes up by Lachol Amayzah today. What happens over here? Where we left off? When a near lesser at Ta'enim, figs, Pisha Regilin La'arabem Solis, Shematachemos, they put flour in the figs. Yafal gav deishar b'etenim she'en dem solis. Yikomakom ha v'ha isa. Some pigs there are, some there are not. Also kind of a low plug. There are more, talks about it here as well. Tov samach zayin siv ches. Te'enim yaveshim v'anov yaveshim. She's calling raisins. Right? Rosini? Raisins, right? I think so. Raisins. Dry grapes is raisins. Dolam oktanim. Toloi b'minig ha-mekomos. Shesh machmirim shal ochel eish makilim. Chei nogo b'mdinas elu la-hachmir shal olechol shum peres yivashim. Lo shi yodua shin is yavshu b'derach shen lovat l'chomets. Well, you know for sure. If you don't know for sure, you can't eat it. What about sugar? V'tzuker? Also la-ochlo. V'afilu la-hashol so also. Can't hold on to it. Yodat l'achmirin. There's certain tzuker candles, sugar candies. There's a no chashash chim, but there's certainly the megal in some of them. You know what it seems to me over here, Rabbi Osai? We're so afraid of any possibility of chametz. Even to hold on to it, you shouldn't. Two different kinds of sugar, the Shabbat talks about in Tzipkot Chavtes in his day. It seems to me that in some places, there are people who on Pesach, maybe you know something like this, will only buy raw material. Will buy nothing processed on Pesach. You meet anybody like that? They make everything themselves from scratch. Have you ever met anybody like that? Yeah. You?
Yeah.
Oh.
No, not me, no.
Oh. There are people in Europe who would not do anything. They didn't see themselves in the, from the mamash from scratch. Trust no ashkachas, no balabustas, nothing. They wouldn't mish, they wouldn't eat in anybody else's house, they wouldn't buy anything, nothing. Today, buy everything. Nothing. You know what? Yes?
The chumrah on dried foods, the same thing go for spices, which are dried.
Could plants. Be, could be. You talk about spices too.
And also, in the case where there are, where it depends on minhag, like sugar, what does someone do if they don't have a minhag, or it's unclear what their family minhag is? Should one be machmir?
They're endless hummus. You know, I was told the following story. I don't know if it's printed anywhere. But the Brisker Rav, who was not known for, you know, compromising when it came to his kashrus, was running away from the Nazis, and he ended up in Vilna. Everybody relied on his psukim throughout the entire world, and it was Pesach, I was told. And Reb Chaim Moshe gave the Brisker Rav some tea with sugar. And that's what was admitting, put sugar in the tea. And he was making on the sugar, because he was, believe me, if Reb Chaim Moshe ate the sugar, there was no chavos in that sugar. But the Brisker Rav was in the Kabbalah Chumrah not to eat the sugar. So the story is, I think it's in the front of the book somewhere, that because called Reb Chaim Moshe, he felt he had to sip the tea. And he wasn't looking, he was spitting it out. Hadkan Shabbat. So this gives you an idea of people's chumras on Pesach. This is the final chumrah. Look at the very last Mishnah Berurah in the Siman, Tav Samach Zayin. This reminds me of what I've seen people's houses. Kosem Sefer Tanya. Last line. Kol in Yonei HaPesach lo yaseh de'akum. Or I like Tanya. You got to do it yourself. Don't trust anybody for any nothing. That's what the bottom line of the Mishnah Berurah is in the entire Siman. Now, okay, I mean, I'm just giving you a summary. Can't read everything, but some of the, to give the expression a taste of some of the minhagim. Let's go back to Simen Tuf Memzai. Okay, Tuf Memzai. Let's go back to Tuf Memzai, Siv Gimel. What's Siv Gimel say? Kita shenimtes ve'erev Pesach v'tanagolos mevushelas muter levatlo b'shishim. Okay. Oh. What's he saying over here? It comes from the Beis Yosef, based on our certain Hagos mind that we don't have. They call it the Fuskushta. That the Frankel printed in some of the later versions, not in Mana, which was the first one. They weren't printing the Hagos mind, the Kushta yet. So you know, you can only get it from the Beis Yosef. You don't have it. To my knowledge, maybe some other Rambams have it. But
they're redoing the Rambam, the Frankel Rambam.
Yeah, it's about time. And that was the first one. I mean, I can imagine it'll be twice as thick when they get through with it. When is it coming out?
I don't
know. Well, let's talk of this year. What do you mean, when? I want to see this. If it finally gets out, we got to buy it immediately.
They printed a Haggadah already, which has a sample of the new version. But it's just still postponing so much that the...
that's what we want.
Stay up on it.
That's what
I
you want.
That goes by my son.
You have that?
I have it, yeah.
Please bring it in.
I have it on both.
Bring it in. I want to see it. I can buy it. Wow. They know it's smart. How good to sell. You want to, Rabbi, I'm giving you, if you want to sell a safer in your life, write a Haggadah. Everyone's looking for the Haggadah. You could bet them, no matter what you write, a new Haggadah, buy it. How many Haggadahs do you have in your house? Who has less than a dozen Haggadahs in his house? Everyone's a goddess. You can't lose. So if I'm just telling you, write a Haggadah. If you want to be a bestseller, just write a Haggadah. Whatever it is, people will buy it. Okay. They know that Franklin knows the trick. You know, you won't write a Haggadah. It's like hotcakes. Pays up the hotcakes. So Rabbi said, let's take a look over here in the Mishnah Berurah in Sivkatan Chof Aleph. If you heat it up and the chita is inside, no good. Avo, obviously it's implicit in the mechaber himself. Im nitla achita mitocha b'chakach chimu atarnegolas mutter. Afal gadu b'sivdal yesh b'omr d'chozer v'nir. Hainuk shiesh b'soch l'ma moshe so yisir. Kon sheikha shin is arav advash.
Aval hocha eino ela v'tam be'alma rabosai. Chos and v'nil, it says you have the eager there. If you don't have the tam, you do not apply the principle of chos and v'nil. Good. But if the chit is still there, chabes, chos el zit and tam, fakert. Fafil leman di amat upsiv dal de eino chos and v'nil. Hainu hechosh eino yisud nikar be'en. Aval hocha Hachomet B'en. So says the Mishnah Brura, Sifkatan Chav Beis. Sifkatan Chav Beis. Okay? What's he saying over here? Here, it's Chomet B'en, and you didn't take it away, so it's worse. So it's worse. So it's worse. Because it's visible. Nikeres. There, that Siv Dalid, it's lach balach. Can't see anything. Lach balach. Take a look at Mishnah Brura, Siv Kotan Lamed Aleph. But knowing in the Kesvar Rishonah that lach balach, it ain't chos of an ear. And he adds, Umuter afilu chosru v'chimimu v'pesach. It's still mutter because it's not nikar. Lamed Aleph is clearly an extension of what? Of chav beis. Chav beis. Now we come to a chumra niflah, Rabosai, which is a real honest to goodness chumra de Pesach. Take a look at the Mordechai, Tov Kuf Samach Ches. It's an honest to goodness chumra de Pesach, which the Chor has nothing to do with Masha, with Pshuta. Take a look. Maise, a story. Shemilgu Tarnagolas and Pesach, what's Milgu mean? They were trying to get rid of the, pluck the feathers off with hot water. Because a chometz, melt! A chometz stick a pa, a chometz stick a kli. Who klisheni, but it's only a klisheni. What's a klisheni mean? It is not and was not ever on the fire. Cool on Shabbos last year. Anybody in this room? What do you say over there? Klisheni, and a mavasho. Sure? Says the Mordechai, not so fast. The acid on Pesach. Kedamina prepared the amchadas of tadehem beis. Iro l'socho roseach v'chule. Very nice. Iro l'socho roseach v'chule. What does that mean? What does that mean? Samachay in Big Day Yasha. Why is it? The kli sheni ain't a mavashal. True. Mikomakom bolea. A major soda, Bosai. It may not cook, but it can still what? It can still absorb. That's a chiddush which we don't, generally speaking, assume. But when it comes to Pesach, we do assume. And some say that all year long, based on Tzvachim Tzadiyeh. Fascinating. How do we pass the halacha in general? Not this way. Let's take a look. Let's take a look, Rabosai. Let's take a look. Please, if you don't mind, let's look over here in the Mishnah Brura. We'll see this whole thing discussed. Rabosai. Sivkotan Chokhei. Ramah writes, the Yesh Machmir B'Klisheni B'Pesach. Mouth. Chokhei. What's the Loma? After Naktina, the Iker Alokha B'Yor Deyasim and Samaches. The Klisheni, not only is it not Mavasha, but Eino Mafi. Eino Mavliya does not absorb or lead out taste. Mikoma kol in Pesach ishloch shtatz machmir shom. The sviel of the klisheni mafun of avliya. Shine. When it comes to Pesach, we follow even a sheet as yochid. Okay, fine. Says the Rama, the tov lachmir as usual. Im yad so lettuce bo. The balava achila mikri klisheni. It's not yad so lettuce bo. It's not even how you can touch it. Nothing happens then. Nothing. One more natuda, lamed beis, lach balach, kotzvach ronin, v'kor chayim, maybe we'll see it soon. The bedava shu lach balach, afilu lo noda tarovas ala pesach, gam ken armina de kvon is batel. When it comes to your day, there's certain posts more machmir, you need your dias isa for bit. He says, we don't pass it that way. Fine. We talked before about klisheni. Let's turn to the Mishnah Brura, Sivkotan Chav Dal. Very important, very, very important.
B'chiyam k'lishen en lachash at the Rambam. B'ikiradim. Says the Mishnah Berurah Chavdala. Svirle. B'chlisheni en b'kofal haflav liyah. As we saw. The minichu chatichas bosor oseach b'koro shel chometz. What'd you do? You put a hot piece of meat in a plate of chometz, klisheni. Yesh la'achmer. Why? Klisheni. The kosva post can be yoredei asim and tzadidah. The bedover of kozer. What do we call it in our language? Dover what? Dover? No one knows? We call it dover gush. The lashon of the marshal is famously machmer this. He calls it dover of, thick. Hu klirishon kozman shatzaletis. What's the love this verbal sign? The kitz of nimrits. Toi says the kashin Shabbos. Why is klisheni more kal than klirishon? No one tells us the answers? Because in the klirishon, the walls are hot from the fire. In klisheni, the walls are cold because the pot is and was never on the fire. Isn't and never was. So the walls are cold, so it cools it off. So it can't create bishels, the general principle. Says the marshal, that's true by liquids. Liquids assume the shape of the receptacle. So if the wall started off cold, it'll cool off the soup dramatically. However, a piece of chicken doesn't assume the shape of the dish. To the contrary, it just takes one big block, dover gush. It's only going to touch the plate at one point right underneath it. Not on all four sides or five sides. Therefore, there can be very limited impact of the cold dish, cold plate, on the hot chicken. So that's what the Marshal says. Chicken is the status of kli rishon, even though it's in a klisheni. Although when it comes to Shari Surah, many posts about Mekel against this Marshal, the Rambo's Mekel against the Marshal, comes to Chometz, there are many who are Machmer, because again we said before, we're so Machmer and Chometz as a general principle. And the next line Rambo says is a shocker. A shocker. The line is not found here in Mishnah Berurah. The line comes from the Mishnah Berurah source. Who is the source of this Mishnah Berurah, Rabbi Osai? Who's this whole Mishnah Berurah we just spoke about Dover Gush? Where does it come from? Who's the source? Yesh L'Hafer. You got it. Mogen Avraham. That's the most Mishnah Berurahs come from. Right? The fourth position that comes from thee, Mogen Avraham. Now, this Mogen Avraham comes up with a whopper at the end, which is mind-boggling. I'm going to read it from its original source, from the Mogen Avraham. And it's really, it's almost incredible. Sivkoton Tess. Tof Mem Zayin Rebosei, Mogen Avraham, Sivkoton Tess. If you have one, look it up. The very end. Quotes verbatim. Dabra of Kozeh. Simon Tzadi Dalet Siv Zayin. La'olam uke klirishin kozman shatzalot. Some part of Mishra quoted. But then is a line I didn't quote. V'ayin orachayim simen shin yud ches siftes d'yesh dvorem shem izbashlim b'klishen. There are some foods which have become cooked in a klishen. So what? I always thought the chumen by Pesach and by Pesach only. He's implying that what we call kali abishul not only are cooked in klishen, but also going to be absorbing Isser and Klisheni. Whoa, unbelievable Chumrah. I never heard of this in your day. We should worry about what's considered to be Kali Abishal. I never heard of it before. But the Magen Avraham implies it. That the Chumrah which happened in Hilchot Shabbos, Kali Abishal, should apply by Macholas Asuris. A wild Chiddush. Okay. Now, Rabbi Osai, I mentioned to you already yesterday that the Mishnah Berurah quotes the Mogen Avraham over here, in this very same Sif, Tov Mem Zayin Sif Dalet. The Mogen Avraham is quoted in Sifkot and Lamed Gimel, who seems to have hijacked the Ramah. The Ramah says, Lach Balach is okay, but Dov Yovish in Isarvo, Shishloch and Tarov is Kigon, Pashanaf Aliyayim, then we have to worry. So on this basis, the Mishnah Berurah Lamed Gimel, quoted from the Mogen Avraham, Sifkot and Yadalem says, Yovish be Yovish! Whoa. Other dimensions yesterday. At the end of Sivkot, Mandalin says, Yesh Kamach, we're going to say, no. If you recook it, reheat it. Otherwise, it's not chosen. It's not the Ramos. Ramos is talking about Yavish Balak of crumbs. Yavish, Yavish, the Chazanish, all the other way. Is not chosen veneer for the reason of the rush. And the rush is not, Yavish, Yavish is about the rush, even on Pesach itself. It's the Chazanish with Tzav, that's the sheet of the rush we mentioned a few minutes ago. So Ramos said this is a very, very big chumra over here. And the Mekilim are found over here in Mishnah Berurah, and this is called Lamed Gimel, for those who are Mekil. You take a look at the Sharatian. And a Prima Gordon of Fakbek, Al Dibri Al Mogan Avraham. Prima Gordon is not so sure that the Mogan Avraham is right. He's no tet to be make. And then he throws in something wild, Rebos said. Something wild. I'm going to read it from the Prima Gordon over here. And Simitov, Mem Zion, Sidkot, and Yudal. Listen to this one. Okay. He doesn't understand why the Mogan Avraham is so mad when it comes to Yavish B'Yavish. Yavish B'Yavish in Mevashel B'Pesa, Mevashel B'Pesa rather, Yeshloma Dein Chozer V'Nir in the spot La La Laila B'Mina Barov. He wants to say against the Mogan Avraham, we do not apply the Chozer V'Nir to Yavish B'Yavish. That's all. Finished. Super easy. Then when I realize, not so simple. Not so simple. Not so simple. Why? It's like this. Shuv Heir Hashem Einai Veivanti Ktas. Hashem enlightened me, I understood a little bit. What did he see from me? Two things. Before Hashem, I didn't understand anything. That's by his own admission. And now I understand a little bit. He's grateful for a little bit. We should all be grateful for a little bit of understanding. A little bit. The Yeshloma, the Yovish, the Yovish, the Osur, the Pesach, the Holcho, Al Shem Sofa. What does that mean? In your Vashlem Osur, you may cook it together. Who I did Yovish. That's what he's saying. The reason why we're machmir yavish b'yavish, lest you cook it. If you cook it on Pesach, there'll be a problem. Ula rosh on heptagon. What did Rosh say? Can you eat all three together? Need all three. The big machlok is the Yordan Simon Kuf test. Need all three at one shot? But the Rosh says yes. Het the Gamu, Al Kalpon and Mutl the Kaimo, Umidina Af Bachila, in Chilim Mobe Pesach. It should be Mutter. Goes back and forth in Prima Gordon at the end of Sivkot and Yud Aleph on that very Mogan Avraham. Okay? In the case, there's room to be stripped. Based on the Rana Masech Techulin, the source of the Ramah and Yerodea. It requires 60, a very strange case. Min b'she'en o'mino. Wait a minute, but Yavish b'Yavish. So pick it out. The Teretz is Ramosai. The Teretz is, it looks alike, but it tastes different. Could be what we call min b'mino b'shma. Min b'she'en o'mino b'taim, which the whole Arichas Sugis. And then throughout Yerodea, not going into that right now, that could be the case that we are discussing. Fine. And the post of this say that whenever this week, I read this to you yesterday, I read it in the Mordechai, that whenever something is also more than 1 in 60th, it's also 1 in 100, 1 in 200, breaks all the rules. We also Yavish, we Yavish too. That means all the Mordechai, that's the basis for this Chumrah as well. Fine. We mentioned before, Rav Osai, that the Mishnah Berurah in Tzivkot Lamed Gimel, one more time, Tzivkot Lamed Gimel, so it's Yavish B'Yavish, what is he saying? If it's the problem of Chozer Veneer, that's what he suggests over here, and you can't hold on to it on Pesach, a whole discussion over here comes from the Mogan Avraham. Can't even hold on to it. You have chametz in your house. Vault! There's chametz in your house. How can you hold on to it? How can you hold on to it? It's impossible. There's chametz in your house. Well, truth is, Rabbi Yosef, if you look at the Sharetzi, it's a cut lamed. Mogan Avraham. Vurak midi Rabbanon. Dimenat Torah afledas harashva mutul liochel biyachad. When the Rashba said, you're not going to eat all three pieces together, it's only chumet the Rabbanon. It's Yardeh, Bachron. The Rosh says it's mutter. It is mutter. The Dazim become hefzim, Samchina Adasa Rosh, Vein Isser Bahashia. You can hold on to it. But the Rosh is going to eat all three together. So if you eat all three together, so why can't you hold on to it? What are they fighting about over here? Why are these two shahs the same? On both sides, we have Bitl Barov, Yavish, Biyavish. What's the pshat? The Isser is gone, or the Isser is still there? If you can eat all three together, the Isser is gone. If you may not, these are somehow still lurking around, somewhere in the shadows. That's the same shadow. Can you hold on to it? If these are somewhere there, you have to get rid of it before Pesach. If it's gone, doesn't exist, you don't have to. That's the connection between these shadows over here. Oh. So says the Mogen Avraham, you know what you can do? What you can do is as follows. The Mishnah Berurah quotes. The Vayashishim Yochol levash lo korma pesach achi nimoach yechoshev kalach ve'oz mutter af le'ochlo pesach. You're allowed to take it. It's 1% chametz, which is a big problem. Yovish b'yovish. Put into a blender. Make it. Now it's one big blob. You can mamish. He says you can eat it on Pesach. You're allowed to eat it on Pesach. So also the Mishnah Berurah Sukkot and Lamed Gimel, quoting verbatim from the Mogen Avraham. That's what he says. I am Revat and Isa Lechatchila. No. Never had a shame Isser. There's no shame Isser. The Machzah Shekos is what to do even after Chatzos. There's not Chos of Inir until Shkia, as we said before. Before I come back to this, I know I'm running a little short of time. I want to open the Sefer Mekor Chaim. See, this the Balad gives the most fundamental analysis as usual. Let me read it to you. It's going on the words of the Mechaber Sivdalid. Eino Choze Vineya. Okay, so he brings the Shuvah Saran. It's a good review. Shuvah Saran about the Semer Rechelin and the Gemala. And the pre-chodesh says no, because there it was already Osir, now it's not Osir yet. Okay? I'm reading it to you. There was always Tzemer, always Shach Osir the Pishta. Chometz, it wasn't Osir yet. How could they do Bitla before it was ever Osir? Therefore he paskins, Choz of Anir. He puts them together like the Imebina, to go together. It was never Batal, and there was Choz of Anir. Remember we saw those, that was the Shari Yoshu with the Imebina we saw before that. It could be two separate shadows on the shadow sheet, it's all one shadow. Fine. It was mixed in after the sixth hour. You have to eat it right then and there. Watch what that means. It's we pass it, it's b'mashu, it's mixed after the shadow sheet. This is what he's quoting from the pre-chodesh. What are you talking about? After the shadow sheet is d'oraisa, at that point, bittul can apply. Why is it called heter b'heter? The rod holds. Achar sheish v'mashu, as the Beis Yosef of the Torah say. That was what the footnote was. So the footnote on the bottom is not going to be the next line. That was yesterday's shiur. He doesn't understand the Ran derived from Tzemer. This we also saw quoted in the footnote. We read it today again. The kind of raya. There is Tzemer Rechelim and Tzemer Gemalim. Why should we bottle? Why not? The Gemal is Mavatal, everything. We don't rely on the Bittul then. As soon as you put in the Pishtun, that's when it becomes Batal. By Chometz, you can't do that because it's B'mashu later on. He wants to explain this whole everything the following yourself. And someone put that thing, Nathan said yesterday in Shia, Chol Zeh V'Nir. Where's it found in Shas? Not found over here. It's found you keep adding. You have a case, you have a little bit of Isser, that little bit is Batal. Put a little bit more, still bottle. A little bit more, still bottle. And then, whoops, it's more than 1%. When it comes to Arla, more than 1% is already a problem. That's the machlokas chazav v'niyah, no chazav v'niyah. That's where it comes from. That's where it comes from. And I'm quoting Yerodeus in Mitzari Tes, Sif He. What's the two words that he uses to be the equivalent of chazav v'niyah? Three words. Isura keman de'isa dami. Four words. Isura keman de'isa dami. Quote the Gemara B'chor Zav Chav Gimel. So Chomets of Pesach, Isura keman de'isa dami. So when Pesach comes, even if you didn't add anything, it's a borrowed phrase, you're right. It's awesome. Rabbi, let me explain to you one more time what's going on over here. If Chol's and Veneer, we keep adding more. The reason why it becomes Asa is because the original Issa was never considered a command of less, it's command Issa. It exists. Now you add more, so it's Mitzurah towards there before. But by the same token, if you don't add more, but Pesach comes in as Mamashu, to become Mamashu. Chol's and Veneer. Because command the Isa. So the ones of all Enchos of Venir Bashari soon they added Kabachomer and Pesach. The Ran says, Rabbi Osai, the Ran says, don't say over there it was Isur Bishosh and this Arev, so it's this battle. But over here it's before Pesach. Talks about Yediyah over here. What do you think Yediyah done? We write Tzemek Gemalim. Tzemek Gemalim. What's Pshat? That the Rechelim were bottled before the Pishtan ever came into the picture. What do you see? The Beheter Gamken Shair Bittel. And Isura Kemanda Lesedami. V'yev Shalom Lechosem in Eur. That's the Vart. The two go together. What's it based upon? You're not going to believe it. A Kesef Mishnah at the end of the first parak of Hilchos Avos HaTumah. Who's ever in his life even opened up Hilchos Avos HaTumah? Okay. So the Kesef Mishnah in the first parak. Dafka Yavish Shayach Loma Isura commanded less. Dafka be Yavish Shach Loma Isura command the lesser dummy? Should be command the Isa dummy, I think. Below Balach, Kevash and Nivlal, Nichlal. Two titles on the same line, if you ask me. Anyone have a Bukhar Chaim here? Not online? I think it's two titles on the same line.
Where's the
Kesef Mishnah? Perek Aleph, and Hilchos Avos HaTumah, end of the first parak. You can find it online there too. Okay? Masha'en came to Lach. Aye, what was Lach is chosen in here? I can't take him out. I'm mixing up. He keeps again the lesson. I'm going to be tight. I may be making a mistake over here. I don't know. Tam chomet b'mashe b'shundei shematirin. Yesh shematirin ashtuch l'anabi yisuch l'anabi heter. And the same way they didn't want to rely upon Yesh l'matirin. For Bittle of right now, Kaylo Rotzel, this book, Bidabah Shematirin, I'll Bittle the Meikara. Kayma the Epshal, the Ochlo, Shalai, they Bittle. That's Pshat. He wants to say that if the reason for the Machmirim is Yeshla Matirin, and for the reason to make Kilin is because it's command the lesser. Now he's in the Mogan Avraham. Yavesh be Yavesh, also the Kaimo, or both sides. You can't hold on to a Yavesh be Yavesh. Why? After the Mbayira, the less they chorus, the Chuliyama ain't a Chosav Veneer. You don't say Chosav Veneer with respect to Bayira, there's no chorus. Right? It's not Yeshua Matirin. Right? The answer is as follows. This. That's why Lach for Lach, what do the Kaima? But Kaiman in Achila, Osir Lechol Bavas Achas, Rach Bezeh Achar Zeh, that's the Rashbo, the Rosh Simon Kultes Yerodeh. From the Nucha Lomar al Kolcha de Heteru, him came in Shehiya Bebeso, the Dami La Ochlon Biyachad. It's like eating it together, a sandwich. The Rashba Asas and the Rosh is Matir. That's the distinction between Lach Balach and Yavish Biyavish. And Yavish Biyavish, he's suggesting you have to view all three together. Impossible to view them all as Heter together, according to the. He's according to the Rashba. So you can't own them all together. You can't own things one after the other. You only want the same exact time. You eat the Zeh HaZeh. But you can't own it. Zechazeh, you own it on Pesach. 1 minute, you own all three. This is the Makor Chaim here in Siman Tov Mem Zayin Siv Katan Ches. Again, based on Abba Satuma, and I have to go home and look and see if there's a typo here. Maybe just making a mistake on how to read the words of the Makor Chaim. Oh, we're almost done. Rabbosai, I want to start tomorrow with the Sugya Mechiras Chometz. Major Sugya. It's a little bit in the Tosefta, the Rosh quotes, and Siman Tov Mem Ches is all about Mechiras Chometz. Before I get to my last point, I want to say I've made a little error that I'd like to correct. The Chok Yaakov quoted a Rosh, you may remember at the very beginning of the Sugya, about with the Torah. He assumed the Torah holds that it's Bata Beshishim, Chomash of the Pesach. We weren't sure if it's really true. But the Chogaz, I mean, the Rosh says that way. He said, what Rosh? Where Rosh? And the Rosh separates the two with Rabbeinu Yonah. If you remember my question. Right over here in Siman Perek Beis, Rabbosai, please look. In Perek Beis, Siman Hey. Perek Beis, Siman Hey. So the Rosh starts off, the three parts of the Rosh. The Rosh starts off by saying, that's at the beginning of the Rosh. The beginning. Okay. Then, Chutav Enion, Umatasi Kosta B'Sher Avar Enion is out. Ta'filu him erbim amazing mutter. Want to hear really? The Rabba lo shara elokshin it's Arab Mela. Bahave b'chlal shari surim shem bitlan b'mezen asurim. So it's Kapaskin and Shulchan Aruch and Mishnah Berurah. I'll also take a look in Siman Tov Mem Zayin. I believe it's Sivkotin Kuf Dal. We pass the Rabbeinu Yonah. Give a look. I'm pretty sure it's Kuf Dalit. But it's Alach or a Pesach. What's on B'Shogeg? Al Ir B'Mezid Hare Bitil Bitel Yisiv Yadayim Dina Kibavur B'Yaradet Tzadites, which means it's also even B'Di'evet. So he writes Kufayin Gimel Bogan Avron. That's the Rosh and the Ritva. I thought when the Chok Yaakov said that the Rosh sounds as if he's being like the Torah with Bata Beshishim, it's because it was a comparison between the beginning of Siman Hey and the end of Siman Hey, and I couldn't understand there are any others in the middle. Until I saw today, Mamash, Korban Asana Ospe. What's in Ospe? Bahavi, the Isla Lameima, the Mehach Milsa Pirish Hatur, the boy Shishim. Came in the Lahach Mil Sahavi Kashari Surin, who was in the Nishish. On Nupshat. It's like Shari Surin, that what? If you're the Vatal B'mezid, it's not Bottle, Knas. So too, it's like Shari Surin B'shishin. I wouldn't have said it on my own, but that's what the Korban Asana Sustain Pshat in the Rosh and the Tour, and now maybe what the Chok Yaakov means. I didn't see it. That's what maybe what it means. Okay. Rabosa. Now. One more Makor Chaim, and then we're basically done with this topic. Again, we didn't cover everything, but we covered spent a lot of time on it. Okay? We saw this last week, no? We saw this Sugya last Monday, correct? Alright? We spent over a week, so it's a hard Sugya. I told you, Lama stands for long. And now we're going to start Mechiras Chometz, it's going to be even longer. Take it from me, longer. When I go in, it's Mechiras Chometz. It's not really in the Gemara anyway. It's just the Tosefta, the Rosh quotes it, and then we start with the Shulchan Aruch. See, after bringing a Mishnah Berurah in, certainly every day, we'll have to see other Rishonim. You know, maybe I'll give you some more supplementary Marmakombo, so we'll just bring in the Kovetz, so we'll just put on the board, or just do Torah Shabbat Peh. We'll see how it goes. But the Makor Chaim here in Sivkot and Yud has the following Nakuda. We mentioned in Mishnah Berurah, Lamed Gimel, what can you do? You can cook it. Atchei Nimoach, Korma Pesach. Says in Makor Chaim. After who Masik Lekamon, the Magen Avraham, the Osu Levatel Isur Korma Pesach, Locha Bepesach. The Magen Avraham himself says, Halacha Lemaisa. You should not be doing Bittul Isur before Pesach in order to eat it on Pesach. Where does it say that? That's the Magen Avraham, Sivkoton, Mem Beis. So why over here is he saying he can be levatel it? Says the Makor Chaim, the Great Teretz.
Mikomakom, Hocha de Kvarn is Batel, Raksha Ose Kane, Kidei Shaloye Hose Benir, Mutter. From both sides. I'm not allowed to take Chomet in Mavatel Peshisha before Pesach. Chas Vashal to do that. But if it was already Batel before Pesach, now what am I doing? I'm just cooking it and pulverizing it and liquefying it so you shouldn't say Chose Benir. That's okay. That's okay. That's okay. Take a look at what I'm saying in the Mishnah Berurah at the end of Sifkot Kuv Beis. Please take a look. End of Kuv Beis in the Mishnah Berurah. Take a look. Kosvach Ronin. The Osir La'arev Chomets L'chatchila at last line. Kodem HaPesach B'shishim Kidei La'ochlo B'Pesach. Can't do it. Now I do it. Fascinating. You can't do it in order to eat it, but you may do it in order to hold on to it. Fascinating. Take a look on the Sharat Ziyunt over here. The Sharat Ziyunt. Let's look very slowly and carefully at the Sharat Ziyunt. Kuf Samav Zayin. After Konim Pesach Uzman Heter. Nikomakom Kevin the Miyachet Bekibu Gilahati Pesach Nira Kimavat Lisser. Let's take a look over there in Mishnah Berurah, Sivkotan Chos. He tells you to look there, let's look there. Tofnun Gimel Rabosai, Sivkotan Chos. Please turn. What does it say over here in the Ramah? You have chitim, and they're not careful, to sift them. You have to make sure it's bottled with shishim kenegda. The imlek, a shishim, a shibruchav, kenegda, a chitim, a diyev, a sirim, a no, the dogan, shetamach, a chomet, gomur. The tog, levar, kenem, a pesach. Okay. The imlohayu, shishim, negadam, a tzumachim, there aren't 60 times wheat against those that have started to sprout, which is the problem of chametz. Yes, oh, really? We hear it right here in front of you. Shemutter lahosif aleihem olchitin kasherim kelevatan b'shishim ulatochum klam bepesach. V'lo mikri zem avalis lechatzchila shasur kevin du kodem bepesach v'dayan lo yigiyos mani suro. Who said so? Chavtes. Katz. B'chok Yaakov. At the Avi Ezi, the Rav Yor. U'mogen Avraham b'sivkot memhei Gam kein nokar hachi. What? What's the last two words? What's the last two words in the Sharatian? Le'ikar dina. In other words, me'ikar right there in the Mogen Avraham is also maker. The question we just raised before, we saw the Mishnah in Fakeret, in Tafem Zimel, Tafem Zayin, because Allah Alamaisa, he's machmer. But le'ikar adina, he thinks it's okay. In Tafem Zayin, Sivkotan, men, hey? But Lamaisa, he's machmer. As we saw over here, Abosai, take a look at the Sharatzion over here, Lamed. Who asks it? Rav Apostol Ostri, the Rashba, and others. And this is the whole, and this is the end of the Gamal Avron, Gufa, Siam Shamin Sukkot Nebei, the Mikomakom, Ein Lahokal Nega, the Rashba, Shakosa Behedja, Le Isur. So therefore, he holds his Mutta Meika right then, but the bottom line, is that it is, you shouldn't do it. Many poskim are making in the Shaila. Heter b'heter is botel. Not about Isa l'chatchil. We just do exactly the way we started the Shiesta with the Shuvas Aran. Comes back to it. So it's a machlokes which spans this entire discussion. Is it considered heter b'heter? In which case, it's not l'chatchil. If it's command the lesser, you don't say it's chose v'nir. Command this, you do say chose v'nir. This is lachan yovesh. Different machlokes of poskim, a shadow whether the two svaros are not a one or two. All that we spoke about the last couple of days to complete this sugi. So Rabosai, just giving 2 minutes of comedy attractions for tomorrow, is this all starts with one word. One word. One. Just one word. That's the whole thing. One word starts the whole ball rolling. One word. That's it. One word. And that word, Rabosai, that word is found in the bottom of the Tosefta.
So I didn't put on the official Makaros, which is Rosh Chodesh Tosefta, and show you this, we're in the Tosefta proper, and then we'll see Mitzvah Shem the rest tomorrow. Turn to your Tosefta, please. Perek Beis, Halacha Vav and Zayin. Again, Perek Beis, Halacha Vav and Zayin. You may have seen this Tosefta quoted by the Rosh, but you didn't see it in the original Tosefta. Vav. In this print, it's page Zayin, the top line. Yisrael v'nochri she'uborn v'sfina v'chametz v'yayin Yisrael harei z'mochru l'nochri v'nolsu v'matonu v'chozev v'lokeach v'imenu li'achar Pesach u'vilvad sh'yitnalo v'matonu gemura. Okay? V'matonu gemura. Siv Zayin, it's halacha Zayin. Rashoi Yisrael she'yomu l'nochri Achatalokeach bemonel kapma masayin, shemet starach ba'avo, vekum imcha achar Pesach. Basically, we wink, wink. We sell chametz to the goy. We'll buy back after Pesach. Says the Minchas Bikurim in Halacha Zayin, shema yitzar. Umirames lo sheyiknei men achar Pesach. After have yaharomo. That's the word. Tomorrow's dirty word is haroma. What's haroma? A trick. Sharina, why? The midoraisa bibitl bi alma sagi. Wow. Ayin shavonarach simetamach memches zivches yesh garsim yanacher medina dehacha mavur sham sivdal. Abosai haroma. That is a big. Everyone makes fun of mechiras. Oh, it's a haroma. It's a fake. It's not real. Abosai, it's as real as the day is long. In my opinion. Well, we'll discuss tomorrow those who say this way and the other way, Messiah of the Shemaya. Okay.